some voting and get the minutes approved. So, you know, I wonder if some additional introductions are in order since we've got, you know, a whole new group of people again. Oh, good. Here comes John. Hi, John. John, our multi-talented multitasker here.
Hi.
Hi there.
Sorry. Hi, I'm sorry if I'm a few minutes late.
It's quite all right. We're glad to have you because now we have a quorum. So.
Well, good.
Good. Did you have a chance to look at the minutes, John?
Unfortunately, I did not.
Okay. Well, we were going to go ahead and get started. And yes. I think we can just put off voting on the minutes since not everybody's had a chance to look at them. Maybe somebody else will show up that will have enough people to take care of that.
Okay.
All right. So this week, do we have any public input?
There is no one that is either on the Zoom or in the room with me.
Okay. And we don't have any guests this week coming to the meeting to present?
No, we do not. And I'll just mention that Adam is my coworker in the community development department. And he's helping out in person today since I'm in Des Moines. So we just wanted someone there in case people showed up in person too. So Adam, that's who Adam is.
Well, welcome, Adam. Thanks for your help today. Okay, so Stephanie, did you have a chance to meet everybody on this group the last go round?
Yeah, I feel like I did, but I'm happy to hear everyone's name again if we don't remember or if maybe someone was gone. Someone might have been gone. I'm not sure.
I don't think Maria was not with us the last, Betsy wasn't either. So let's go ahead and just do some introductions real quick. We've got time. So I'm Kate Conrad. I'm the chair of the commission. Do you want to go ahead, Maria?
Hi, my name is Maria Moore. Yes, I was gone last time, so I'm sorry I didn't get to meet you, Stephanie.
So Maria, go ahead and say, you know, one or two things about yourself, you know, like why you are on this commission and what your work is now.
Oh, okay. Yes. I currently work at Kirkwood with the international students. I also paint. I'm an artist and I paint. And I definitely have a genuine interest in seeing the beautification of Cedar Rapids and the city doing some wonderful things to bring culture and arts to the community. And that's important to me because I just feel that it's just something that is great for everyone to be exposed to. We already have some really nice things in the city, but I'm looking forward to seeing if we can add even more.
Bessie, why don't you go ahead next?
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Maria.
Elizabeth Rhodes Reed, but I'm known as Betsy. And I am a working artist, a fiber artist for many, many years. I have also done public art. And I understand the importance of public art because there are many people that will not go into private galleries or the museums, and they just like the fact that they can go and interact with, sometimes it's just temporary art and sometimes it's permanent art, but art is an important part of everyone's life.
Great. All right, so I think we can do roll call, Stephanie.
I will, I'll go ahead and do that for Stephanie. So Kate Conrad?
Present.
David Van Allen? Lynn Aachen? Jonathan Berger?
Here.
John Sukup?
Here.
Ann Johnson? Maria Moore?
Here.
Elizabeth Rhodes Reed?
Present.
Julie Stowe?
Okay. So let's move on to the next agenda item. And you know, I'm sad that I did not print the agenda, but I assume it's just the same as every other week. Do we have any recommendation items?
Not this time.
No?
No.
Okay. And updates and discussion items. Let's move into that.
I do have a comment, which could probably fall under the category. I've been on First Avenue a bunch of times in the last few weeks, and that "You Are Beautiful" sign, I think I like it a lot.
I agree with you, John. So there were some comments on Facebook about it, and I thought, you know, once again, everybody's got to put their personal agenda on Facebook. But I think it's, and the people I've talked to really think it's good too. I mean, it's uplifting right now, and it's what we need is more positive comments instead of negative.
Yeah, I was just looking at it the other day. I happened to be downtown and I was looking at the sign and I was thinking, gosh, I wish I was out of the car so I could do a selfie by it.
I think what's great about it is it's not flashy or anything, but you still are drawn to it. So I think there's a beauty in that, you know. So yeah, I'm rather fond of it myself.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Okay, so let's move into our budget for the Advocates for Social Justice mural.
What was it initially at? I remember it was too low.
Yeah, well, you guys had in August had kind of in the minutes I saw determined it was a little low, and so it was at 30,000.
Yeah.
Okay. Any chance we could get it up to 50? Because that is a huge mural.
You know, yeah, I mean, maybe I can certainly check with the finance department now. Sylvia and I did kind of check in. Some of you, Kat is, I think, familiar with Iowa City. I found an article, maybe it was in a local paper down there. Did they pay around 40,000, I think, for that? But it did not, it might have been like 42,000. I don't know how much, you know, bigger ours would be in comparison to that one. But yeah, if your recommendation is 50, I can, you know, I can definitely check into that with the budget. I did talk to our finance team before this meeting, and the tricky part, I mean, there is around 150,000 or a little more in that account. I'm not entirely sure how much of that is spoken for right now.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm wondering if it wouldn't have to go to 50, but if you would pay for like the lift that the artist is going to have to rent, some help with the cost of the paint, all the items that would be coming out of, you know, what the artist is being paid. If there was some type of contingency fee for, you know, if the artist would, because if they're doing murals like that, you know what it's going to cost, you know, for your supplies, everything that's, and you know, if they would put it in their proposal, okay, here is what I would need to do the project on top of okay, you're paying me, you know, 40, but it's going to cost me, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 to, you know, get all the supplies.
Something else we may want to think about too is if the purpose of this committee is to lift up the quality of the art that we have displayed in the city, you have to think about when it comes to the price range that you are willing to pay an artist, what type of artist will do the work for this amount of money? If you want a good quality painting for something as large as that, and I definitely wouldn't want something that's more on the amateurish side, especially for something as huge as that's going to be. you definitely want to make sure that you get somebody who's going to be a more high quality artist to do something that will be that big and that prominent.
Do you want me to find out what the artist in Iowa City got paid to do the two murals on the parking garage?
Yes, that would be a good idea, Kate. But also, did they have to pay for their own supplies and their own equipment?
I'll find out about that.
Okay.
They broke it down. They had some kind of percentage allocation, if I remember right. Like, you know, there was X percent that they would cover, possibly.
Okay.
But, you know, too, in another question, if you're checking into that, how many artists did express interest in their project for what they paid?
That's a good question.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what the process was on that one. I wasn't involved in that particular project, but I can find out.
Okay, and in the meantime, I'll check on the feasibility of, you know, even up to a $50,000 budget
just adding some expenses for, as Betsy pointed out, the lift and the paint and some of those other, because renting a lift is not cheap.
Sure. Okay.
I know, just getting out of my mind, where is this mural going to be?
The parking garage on, is it Adam, is it on Second?
I was gonna pull it up if I can.
I thought it was on First Avenue.
It should be the Five Seasons. Well, I don't know if it's called that anymore, but it was called the Five Seasons Parkade. Give me just a moment.
Large areas. I mean, brain, it just can't picture that one.
Yeah, it's the one that's across the street from the cellular center or the Alliance Center, right?
Because weren't we talking to, was it Murals and More wanting to do something there at one point? Or I'm maybe thinking of a different place.
Jonathan, this is like 4 or 5 stories or something.
Okay.
And it's with a different group. It's not with Murals.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yep.
Was it right here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So here's the hotel.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yep.
That clears it up.
Yeah.
Okay. And is that seen by the highway or maybe not?
Hold on a second. Let me see if there's a street view for the interstate.
Yeah.
I think that side, you only see that from First Avenue.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, you would. Okay.
It's on
the other side.
Yeah, okay. It's First Avenue.
Okay. Are we ever thinking that we would do the other side of it or? Okay. All right. That clears it up. Thanks. It helps. So still really a prominent place that anyone going to the U.S. Cellular Center will see. So yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, so do you want me to try to get this information and send it to people ahead before the next meeting so that we, you know, because I don't want to hold things up. Why don't I just get that and try to email it to everyone?
Sure.
I'd appreciate that, Kate.
Okay. You know, the other thing we might think about too, is look at what the Czech Village people paid for the Mucha mural. I mean, that size wise and complexity, it's pretty significant too.
It is, but it's not the same height. I mean,
you're right. So the Iowa City murals are probably the more sort of comparable project. Okay, well, I'll do that and get back to everybody so that we can keep that moving forward. All right, shall we roll forward? This is the meat of our discussion today, I think, is the work plan for 2021. I have to say, just in looking at our completed tasks list, I'm pretty proud of this group. You guys got a lot done. I think, and I assume Sylvia probably put this together before she left, right, Stephanie? Or did you do that?
Yeah, I put this together, and these are just some thoughts. Again, you can say no to any of these. These are just some thoughts that kind of stood out to me as things you might want to consider for your next work plan right there. But, you know, of course, there's, I'm sure, lots of other ideas.
Okay, do we have the work plan that we can put up and kind of just walk through the different goal areas?
Yeah, Adam can bring it up. And when I emailed everyone on Monday, I attached the work plan to that email. So everyone should have it in their email. And we'll have Adam bring it up if you can.
I don't remember seeing that. Oh, here it is.
Yeah, because some parts of this are pretty straightforward, and I don't know that they probably need a lot of discussion, but it's just, I think, helpful to have it in front of you while you're talking about it. I've got mine, but.
Stephanie, is this the right one? It says for 21. It should be for 22.
Yes, it should be for 22.
They're looking at the work plan they have been operating under for this year. And then I will draft one for 2022 that can go to council.
Okay,
and
so
I think she had just left the words draft in there, but this is the plan they're currently operating under that was presented to the development committee at the first of the year.
Okay, so Stephanie, is there a draft 22?
No, I have not drafted anything because they have not talked about it yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we can skip the preamble piece of that because we all know exactly what that is. And I'm not sure that we really need to spend a lot of time on this first page because it's none of that has changed unless people feel that some of it does need to change. For example, the vision, the mission, and the work plan strategies. I feel like some of those things are, especially vision and mission, are going to be part of the master plan, the public art arts master plan. Those will be within the parameters of their report. And so I guess I don't see that there's any reason to really work on trying to revise any of that. Does anybody object to that?
So I will say what we've done, say with the historic preservation plan, historic preservation master plan, is we then tweaked work plans to look at that plan to draw from. So it might be maybe not in the 22, but the 23 plan, you might be referencing the visual arts master plan when you look at strategies and goals.
That seems more appropriate to me. I don't think that there are changes to make until we get the actual planning document back from the consultants. Is everybody okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. So then let's just move on. And I think goal one, we can leave too, because again, that's no different than it was before. And if we're going to change it, it will be part of the master plan. So do we need to say anything about in the second box? I mean, obviously we're working on the public arts master plan. It's in process. The developing the 22 work plan. Are we going to have the plan back in time to do that?
Yeah, that's what I'm not sure about. You know, I had asked them if they'd want to present, and I'm kind of jumping ahead on the agenda here, but I had asked them if they'd want to, you know, present to you guys at this meeting, kind of where they're at. And they are presenting next week to the Strategic Advisory Committee for the Visual Arts Plan. And so they wanted to present to them first and then bring, it's basically the survey results that they got back that they've analyzed, that they want to present that to you guys at your next meeting. So I'm not entirely sure that you'll see a completed visual arts master plan by the end of December, when we would need to have this draft work plan done. So that does make things a little tricky.
Is there some way that we could put language in there to reference the incorporating the new plan as soon as it's available to us?
Sure.
Does anybody have anything else that they want to add in that first set of tasks that under the public art master plan and develop the work plan? Further thoughts?
Do we have anything in there about identifying areas of the city that can use a bit more beautification? Because I think I've said this before, but it seems to me like we tend to group a lot of what we do for the art in the localized area. It's all downtown or in the Nubo area or whatever. And it's like, what about the rest of the city? I'd like to see some of it spread around a little bit more. Do we have something do we have anything mentioned in there about maybe identifying other areas that could really use some notice by our committee?
Well, wasn't Maria, wasn't that part of what this the consultants were doing, because they went around to various neighborhoods doing their survey. And so I guess we're kind of on, am I correct? Are we kind of on hold waiting to find out what the consultants are saying?
I don't remember hearing anything back about that.
I kind of questioned if that was part of their scope too, but honestly, I can't imagine that they wouldn't be looking for those gaps. And again, I just here on, I think the next agenda item, I did include a link for you guys to kind of just have a bit quick visual snapshot of where our public art is mapped, getting to Maria's point of how it is. There is kind of some certain concentrations of where it is and where it isn't for you guys to look at. So we can do that if you want to jump ahead and do that now, or kind of finish up talking about the work plan. I recognize it is pretty hard knowing that you've got this master plan waiting in the wings, kind of.
Right, and that was actually part of the scope of the public arts master plan, was identifying, moving out into neighborhoods, because we had talked about this as, as a group. So, I mean, obviously, part of our charge is to recommend placement of public art, but I think, you know, looking more intentionally at particular neighborhoods was part of the public arts master plan. So again, that might just have to wait until the plan is drafted.
I do remember at one of our meetings, looking at a map that showed us where all the specific installations and art pieces were. And I guess that's why I had the impression that everything was kind of clumped about in the same area.
Yeah. One thing I noticed in goal number two, that I don't know if this is an omission or, you know, if other people have feelings about it. On item number three, we have engaged colleges and universities to partner and bring guests or artists to Cedar Rapids. I wonder if, you know, do we need to include the K-12 system in there? Because it seems that those are groups that we tend to partner with or hear from even more than the colleges and universities.
I think we should include that. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because I think the entire community really deserves to have input in stuff that we're doing.
Yeah, so to call them out specifically, since the school district is a huge, opportunity, feels like we should do that. Further thoughts on the outreach and education?
So would you change it to say engage all educational institutions? That's a pretty broad term there.
We'll let Stephanie come up with some language.
No. I could draft it, and then you guys tell me if you like it or not.
Schools, K-12 and secondary education. I mean, schools kind of covers all of it in a lot of ways.
And then I'm thinking, I can't think of the name of it, but on E Avenue Northeast, there's a school there, the Fine Arts something Academy.
Iowa Arts Academy?
Yes.
So you could say something engage education institutions or something like that.
You could just say the educational community.
Yeah. Because you're right that Eastern Iowa Arts Academy could be a... Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe the more inclusive, the better.
Yes. Yeah. I even remember Matthew 25's Groundswell used to bring people in.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other thing that I think we had talked about a little bit, but did not get particularly far, and I'm just you know, making this up. I kind of think we talked about it though, was looking actively at partnering with other city agencies or city entities on public art projects or public arts kinds of projects. So we had talked about partnering with the library on a couple of things, and I don't remember who else. You know, obviously there was the project with Scott Hawk on the Hughes Park project. So I feel like it should be part of our charge to actively seek out those partnerships with other city departments. Hmm. Did I make that up, or did we talk about that?
I think I remember hearing something about that. Yeah. Well, I think it would be great too, because you know, if you're partnering with other city entities, you could get more support, financial and everything else, for new installations or whatever you're planning to do. I mean, you can get, say, for example, Quaker Oats to be involved in something. Maybe they'd be willing to throw into the kitty for, you know, for a project.
Well, and I think it just makes sense to have everybody know what's going on. I know in the past that did not work very well. And then we got it to the point where it was working really well. But now I feel like, okay, Bill's gone. Sylvia's gone. Stephanie's new to this, but to make sure that everybody's talking to each other, I think is really helpful.
Well, that's part of the outreach.
Okay, further thoughts on outreach and education before we move on? Okay, let's take a look at goal 3. I kind of like the language in that task number one, because it's kind of nebulous. And I think it leaves us a lot of room. Any thoughts on either one of those?
So on the second one, when it says recommend support for or endorse projects that add to the cultural vitality and bring economic benefit to Cedar Rapids, is this like we want to have stuff that would bring tourism in? Because I think that was probably the idea behind that Tree of Five Seasons, but I don't really see that it brings a lot of tourists in to come and see that.
You know, Maria, I think this came from a while back. We had been presented with a project that some faculty at Mount Mercy were working on that was a community engaged art project. And we really wanted to support them, and we really wanted to recommend that the city give them some financial support, but it was outside of our purview. And so last year, when we wrote the work plan, we wrote this in there to give ourselves some opportunities to support things other than the purchase of pieces of visual art. so that when groups came to us and said, hey, we want to do X, we didn't have to feel like we were completely hamstrung.
I think what I remember about that was it was more like community event based of like bringing people together to make work. If I remember correctly, I think it was Jane Gilmore and some artists from, Portugal, I think, something like that.
Yes.
So I don't know if the word install art in the community, because that doesn't really incorporate that like event or, so I don't know if we want to reword that to be a little bit more inclusive of a wider range of artistic practices. So that's my only, that's my two cents there.
I think that's a great point, Jonathan, because if we have the ongoing tasks, number one, as you know, we're installing art is the sort of the operative phrase there.
It's very object based.
Then everything else underneath of it. Right.
Yeah.
How does everybody else feel about changing that to make it more about, I mean, it could be about installing art, creating art,
displaying or showing art or something like that. Because I think of installed, I think of, you know, bolting it to the ground or attaching it or, so.
Yes, I'm for maybe altering or changing it, the verbiage to be a little more broad with not just like Jonathan was saying, like an object that we're displaying or presenting. It can be more of a whatever word or words that would cover, you know, just those things, those non almost hanging on the wall type pieces.
Could it be assist and provide guidance to groups interested in creating public art in Cedar Rapids? That way it's emphasizing that it's going to be a public artwork meant for the community of Cedar Rapids. But it's a little bit more broad in that sense.
Well, hasn't this already been kind of covered? Because I remember when we did the League of Women Voters, the League had to come to the VAC, ask permission, had to fill out the forms about the project. They got to see the plans of, you know, and you kind of said, okay, here are some spaces where to put it. You saw the plans on the way the thing was going to look. So I feel like that's kind of covered. I mean, I don't think, I like how it's worded right now. And I feel like it's being covered in several aspects.
I think about maybe performative work, work that isn't, you know, they came to talk about where to install it, but what about work that might be performed? Because we would like to assist and provide guidance and to artists that do that, but it's not really installed in a space, it's performed in that space. So I don't know. Would want to be able to include them in some way.
Would it be helpful to say interested in exhibiting art?
Yeah.
Because that could refer to actual pieces of art or events, you know, artistic events of some sort.
Okay, then you need to get more specific when you say art. Because then everybody thinks sculpture or painting. If you're talking theater, music, all the other aspects of what is considered art.
Well, then we specifically say visual art, exhibiting visual art.
Well, and I think, Betsy, you pointed out that that should still say public art too. So maybe it is public visual art.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just made the sentence a lot longer.
We did. But we're trying to make it more inclusive.
Right. Because I mean, there is a big difference between like a play and a fine arts performance or performative piece. So I think that is an important distinction, Betsy, there, that, you know, we're not going to be doing it about plays and things like that.
No, but if we say public visual art, that, that does that get at the heart of what we're talking about?
I think so.
Okay. And then do we need a new ongoing list of projects? Because I think this is basically the end of the work plan.
Well, what won't the a new work plan kind of depend upon what the consultants say?
Yes. Absolutely. So this is, I think we're planning on having this remain a draft until we get the consultant's report.
Because then I think we can go, okay, here's what they're saying. And then we can make plans as to where we want to move forward.
Right. But I think we still have to have the actual draft work plan ready to submit anyway, even though we don't have the consultant's report.
Okay.
Right. We're anticipating maybe in January that this would go to City Council for approval. So I think, you know, it might be something where you do the changes you talked about, consider it good. And then when the master plan comes out, going back in after and revising.
To be more specific. Yeah, that's why, like on the first part of the presentation for the three bullet points under the work plan, I was kind of vague. You know, we might have to just include language that say implement, you know, top or certain strategies from the visual arts master plan. So at least we can have some of that basic language in there that you'll be tackling that. It probably won't be super specific for the council presentation because all of community development committees go to them at the same time.
So under work plan private strategies, that might be a place to put that language.
Okay.
That references the master plan.
Right. Yeah. I just think your conversation has just been good. Just good discussion for some of the tweaking for what's there. And, you know, there's still 2 months to get it together. And I think you'll know a little bit more as each month, evolves with the master plan in the coming months.
So Stephanie, if we don't have to vote on this today, since we don't have the full group here, can we just make those changes that we talked about and then send it back out to the group to review and get additional comments?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, you bet. Yeah, just kind of the first step of the process here. So that, yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Timeline for when the consultants will submit the report, did they say, you know, I'll have the report to you like November 15th or something like that?
No, they don't have a date, but they, like I said, they are summarizing the survey results and they're coming back to you guys with the survey results at the next meeting. I feel like they're supposed to be wrapped up with everything by April, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's right.
Okay.
Okay, so are we moving on, Sylvia or Stephanie?
Here we go.
Yep, sounds good.
Okay. So do we have new mural locations that someone has suggested to
No, not. So you, there is a request for you guys to recommend a mural location. There is someone who would like to come to your November meeting and discuss the project. And that's basically is about all I know, but it would be privately funded. He wants to work through murals and more. And he has a connection to an artist and he will fund it, it sounds like. He will fund this artist. And so they are looking for locations for this mural. And they are open to suggestions. I know he initially reached out to the Czech Village area and they recommended looping in with the Visual Arts Commission, which is why I'm telling you this right now. And that's why, you know, if you guys are familiar with that public art map link, you know, you can look at it. And like Maria was saying, most of the public art is in the downtown area and predominantly clustered in kind of the southeast and southwest quadrants. But I just wanted to put this before you guys so you have a little time, you know, maybe to be thinking about it before the November meeting. But really, he hasn't provided any details. Like, I don't know how big they're talking. I think they're, it's one of those things, the chicken and the egg, you know, I think they would want some recommendations on places before they know what the size will be, but yet you guys probably wonder some of those things before you want to make recommendations, so.
Well, it also depends on what type of work that, you know, if he's calling all the shots, he's paying for it, he's paying for the artist, you know.
Yeah, and I, you know, honestly, I can't say for sure if, you know, if it won't be on private property, you know, or not. I think no one knows really at this point, but he did want to discuss the project with you guys next month.
Oh, good.
Stephanie, I brought up the map here from the website that shows the locations. I don't know if you wanted to go over something there. You just want me to kind of, if any of the commission members want me to go to a particular place, I can zoom in and take a look at that.
I see green and turquoise. What does the green signify and what does the turquoise signify?
Well, let's find out. Maybe.
Okay. Okay, so
it's
limestone. Okay.
Oh, okay. So the turquoise ones are county.
Oh,
are they
okay.
County? Yeah.
Those are from Linn County Public Art.
It might be. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And so the greens are city.
Yeah, that's Linn County. Yep.
Try a green one. Shoot. City, okay. Okay, so city's green, turquoise is Linn County.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I would say maybe non-city because this is not a county.
Right, that was a private.
Or okay. So anything that's not city is blue.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
There's also, it's not, I don't think it's on here, but on the Ideal Theater, right by Kickstand, there's a new mural too.
Yes.
Okay, so our goal is to go out and take a look and see if we want to find some places to recommend for a piece of public art.
Yeah, it sounds like it'll be a mural, but that's all I know.
Should we look at public buildings, or do private spaces go into the consideration as well?
I think neither.
Yeah, but if it goes to a public, then the person that is proposing all this, that's going to pay for it, then he would have to be the one to contact the owner of the building.
If it's private, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, if it's private, yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting to find out what the details are, won't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't think we're going to get more people than we've got now. And in the interest of time, I want to, you know, sort of circle back to the minutes to approve the minutes from the last meeting. And I read through, I didn't see anything that needed to be edited or changed. So do we want to make a motion to approve, or do we want to put that off too and leave that till the next meeting?
Well, I wasn't there, so I can't say whether they can be approved or not. So that leaves Maria and I out. And right. So it leaves Jonathan and John.
I think we should just wait and... But then we don't really have enough people to vote on that. So I think we should leave that. Yeah. And then just make sure that everybody reads two sets of minutes at the next meeting, right?
Sounds good.
Okay, last thing. Anybody have updates, information they want to share?
There's some wonderful art shows going on in Cedar Rapids. There's a wonderful show at the museum. There's some upcoming things at the Gilded Pear. There's a wonderful alumni show down at Cornell with, there's one student who graduated last May that is, her work is outstanding. I know there's a show going on at Mount Mercy, I believe. And there's just lots of things to see. Oh, and Jane Gilmore is down at the Figgy.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? I think we've done it.
Yay.
Adam, thank you for your assistance today. We appreciated having you.
Thank you. Glad to help. Nice meeting everyone.
All right, so we'll see everybody next month. But in the interim, I will email you all back about the mural information. And if anybody else has, mural data that they can share, feel free so that we can try to get that budget squared away.
Sounds great.
Perfect. Thank you.
Bye. All right, everyone. We are adjourned.
Yay.
Bye, thanks.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.